Let me tell you what happened and why I don't think that this will happen. And maybe we'll just sort of get the air cleared, because I know about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, rumors were quite rampant that we were going to get back together. About 2.5 years ago, I felt that if the Eagles ever were going to get back together, this seemed to be the right time. Henley'd had a successful solo career. I felt I was doing what I wanted to do with my life, and enough time had passed where maybe it was time to just open the book again and see if there was possibilities. I'm not the kind of person that wants to keep an 18-year-old kid in Holland from seeing the Eagles, because he's never seen them, but he's, you know, likes our music. I mean, I felt that there was definitely a need for, you know, people wanted us there. It was there for us if we wanted to take it. I mentioned to Irving Azoff, who was still sort of takes care of the Eagles business, you know, that anything was possible in the 90s, and that I would keep an open mind. And I felt that the most important ingredient in doing something like putting the Eagles back together for a period of time was that there'd be new material, so that we wouldn't just be slapping the band back together and we'd be coming out of whatever you know, our individual lives were, and just coming together and playing the same old stuff. I felt that it was important that if Don Henley and myself could write 3 new songs together and record them and put them on the what they were going to have as a repackage of all the greatest hits, where they were going to put both greatest hits packages together and add some new material. I thought if we could get together and have it together enough to write a couple songs, get in the studio and record them, and have everybody on the same page, that it was, you know, it was not out of the realm of possibility that we might, for one summer, go out there and blitz a bunch of baseball stadiums and do it. But again, it had to be legitimate. And all I had to do was indicate I was slightly interested, and then leaks sprung all over America. And before I knew it, I was reading about the Eagles getting back together, and I'm going, but all I said was, maybe. Anyway, things started to snowball in that regard. The sad truth of the matter is Don Henley and I could not get together artistically and personally the way we were together during our time with the Eagles. We tried. Don was busy. My life focus had changed. And over a course of a few months where we tried to get together to write, nothing really manifested itself. Also, during that period of time, I was able to get a feel for what was going on with the other guys in the band, and it appeared to me that except for the money, there wasn't much there for me. And I felt that personally and spiritually it would probably be a step backwards. When we started to not really come up with material, the question was tossed out, well, go on the road anyway. The Stones, the Who, the Bup, you know, you guys, it's there for you. But that didn't seem like it was going to be fun for me to do, you know, in this situation. So ultimately, you know, I told Irving and I told Henley that I did not want to be a part of the Eagles reunion, that I felt it was not in my best interest, that I had just spent 10 years of my life trying to direct my life a little bit away from rock and roll. As we discussed earlier, a little acting, go down the Grand Canyon, take your wife to Venice. You know, I was not ready to give up 15 months of my life again just to go out there and make $10 million. It wasn't worth it to me. So I told the guys that, you know, that I just didn't think this would work. You know, it's hard to balance what the downsides and upsides of the Eagles reunion are. But imagine, first of all, I think there would be a tremendous amount of pressure on Don Henley and myself to write absolutely great songs. Anything we did might sell, but it would also fall under tremendous scrutiny. Somebody told me this about the band The Birds. They had been broken up for 4 or 5 years, and they tried to get the Birds back together. And one guy said to me, you put the Birds in a room together, 5 years after they, and nobody's seen each other, they will revert to exactly the same way they were the second, you know, that they, the last time they were together. And I think that was sort of what I saw was going to happen to the Eagles. We were all going to just sort of revert to our same old roles, and what do you think, and let's ask Don, and, you know, just different things. It was going to be a step backwards. It was not going to be a step forward.